I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Davenport is launching the next phase of its Mississippi River Flood Study. A broad range of strategies to protect people and property from flooding will be discussed using a video presentation, public meetings, and a survey. Clay Merritt, Assistant Public Works Director, says three strategies are divided by flood stage: 18 to 23 feet, 24 feet, and 27 feet and higher. Flood stage in the Quad Cities is 15 feet, and the record in 2019 was 22.7.
We have all of these, and there are several projects that come along in those. And you can kind of walk through those in that video, and you walk through those in the online survey that you take. And you can provide your opinion on those things. And the reason why we do those in strategies is we're getting the opinion of the public, is that what type of flood stage, you know, are they looking the city to provide? As you would imagine, the higher the flood stage, the more expensive it becomes.
Cost estimates are included in the presentation and survey, with the least expensive options priced from $12 to $18 million. The most expensive, such as a flood wall, range from $220 million to $370 million. People can also examine the options by location along all 9 miles of the Davenport riverfront.
We kind of have four different types of standard projects, I'll call them, and you can mix and match them as you go to get the level of protection you're looking for. And it's typically either storm sewer improvements, raising roads to get it higher than the level of the water. You could have earthen berms or some various degrees of flood wall.
The half-hour video is online at davenportiowa.com/floodstudy. People may also watch it on MediaCom's Public Access Channel on Thursday at 5 p.m., Saturday at 10 a.m., Monday at 10 a.m., and Tuesday at 4 p.m. It'll also be broadcast on WQPT-TV on April 29th, and the city will announce what time later. The survey is available online, but people can pick up a paper copy at Davenport Libraries. Completed surveys may be dropped off at library book drops or mailed to Davenport Public Works. The deadline is the end of this month. I'm Michelle O'Neill.